Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you'll agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not listening to this podcast, be sure to check out one of our others, like this one, The Grave Talks. Every week, I talk with individuals who've been affected quite intimately and personally by the supernatural. We hear their stories one-on-one in our conversations. In fact, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's two new episodes of The Grave Talks. And if you like it, just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Today on The Grave Talks, holding on to life, conversation with David Barrett. Investigations into the supernatural for almost 20 years. He's traveled to the United States and United Kingdom to investigate some of the most haunted locales in both countries. He's an expert in using a variety of ITC equipment in order to have conversations with the departed. He's author of three books, all of which focus on myths and legends around the world. On this episode of The Grave Talks, we'll find out about his encounters with the otherworldly.
Well, it first started, now when I say it started, the first experience I had, I was 12 years old, and at that age, my mum and dad had broke up, so you can imagine there was a lot of emotion involved. And at this time, my house that I stay in was always owned by my family. There was no other family that had stayed there. And I was through in my living room, and I was lying on the couch, and I'd seen this, what I would class as a full spectrum, coming right through the wall, looked at me, turned round, and went back through the wall. Now, she was fluorescent. She was, like, glowing. Now, at this point, I tried to scream to wake my mum up, because it was probably about, like, 10 o'clock at night. I couldn't scream because I was that scared. And this thing stuck in my mind, you know, and I'd said to my mum, and my mum had been through photos, and it turned out, I pointed out, it was my mum's sister that had died, like, kind of years past, and you know, that kind of like blew me away. Now, coming from a Catholic background, they don't like talking about the paranormal, or it's all taboo. So it was left there. It wasn't until I was about 22, I'd piqued an interest, and I'd went on my first like an investigation, and my dad had died in a house fire.
Oh, wow.
So I was at this haunted location. It was in Glasgow, and we were doing the Ouija boards. My day job's, I'm a scientist, so I was on the Ouija board, not expecting anything to happen. And all of a sudden, my dad started coming through. So I came off the board, because I know, like, the board, you can, like, move the board without, like, knowing. So I came off the board and I was directing the questions to four strangers, did not know me. And it was still my dad coming through. So I asked like personal questions that only myself knew, no one else knew. I mean, the people that actually know the answer to this question, I could count in my hand, and it was giving me all these answers. I then got, how did you pass? And it said fire, like chest. And this absolutely blew me away, you know, because I was like, you can imagine, you know, what it was, such an emotional time. And that kick-started my paranormal journey. Now, that was going on about 20-odd years ago. I am since then, you know, I've built up my own team. Yeah, I've done, like, TV work. You know, I've wrote books. I've investigated all over the world, and I continue to this day. It's my passion. It's my hobby. It's my passion.
Let's talk about the situation where you communicated with your father through the Ouija board. Was this done at the location of the fire, or was this a different location where you conducted that Ouija board session?
It was a different location. It was a Cathedral Hotel in Glasgow. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most haunted locations in Glasgow. It was done in there.
So when this happened, the fire at the hotel, and this, you said this is where your father passed, in that same location?
No, my dad had passed in it. It was a house fire at his own house, and this was a public investigation that went on.
This was a different location. Okay, because I wasn't sure if you were back at that location where he passed. So you were at that hotel, and then using a Ouija board to try and communicate with him. When you began doing this, what was going through your mind? Did you think you were actually going to find some sort of communication with him? What kind of pushed you to attempt this initially with a Ouija board?
Well, I went there because I had an interest. I had no conception of I was going to contact my dad. I was just going because of just a bit, you know, the interest in the paranormal at the time. The Ouija board, it was the people that run it. It was, you know, one of these public events.
Yeah.
So the people that run it, and they brought the board out, and it would end like to go on it. And I'm like, okay, I put my hand on it. So that's how it all started.
So it was just, it was there. Let's give it a shot and see what happens, essentially. So you begin this session. What do you begin asking?
Well, it started off as random questions because we're all taking turns. And it started coming over, if you get any question for anyone in the group of four, and it was coming over to me. And then I was then starting to get an inkling, I wonder if this could be like my dad. So I started asking questions, and then I was getting the answers. But as soon as I started getting the answers, I had the mindset to come off the board, you know, because I didn't want it to be subconsciously moving it, you know. So I come off the board, and another member sat down, four strangers, and I was directing the questions, and it was giving me the answers.
So it's giving you these answers that are very pertinent to your father. Now, was there any question in your mind that you were communicating with your father? Of course, people will argue or say, well, that's something trying to trick you, trying to gain your trust that you're talking with your father. What are your thoughts on those sort of thoughts on an event like this?
Well, at the time, I was convinced it was my father. But after obviously researching the paranormal for 20 odd years now, I do come to the conclusion it may have been my father. It could also have been another spirit there, because obviously, you know, my theory is spirits can read your mind, so it could be another spirit that's at that location was obviously reading my mind and saying the answers. So, you know, I was communicating something in the afterlife. That's not for any questions. Wasn't my father. I mean, I like to say it as, you know, just because, it gives me comfort.
Sure.
But, you know, could I say 100% it was my father? No. Was it a spirit? Yeah, it was definitely a spirit, but wasn't my father. I can't say conclusively.
Have you ever attempted to communicate with him again?
I have, and I've succeeded a couple of times using ITC. Again, you know, it could be another spirit just, you know, jumping on, manipulating it. I've had no, evidence, 100%. It would be very difficult, you know, we work in within the paranormal field.
Sure. But let's talk about that for a minute, using ITC. Now, I know electronic voice phenomena is in that category. When you say, is that the exact same thing using ITC, or is it a broader spectrum thing?
ITC is just, it covers them all, your EVP, your spirit box, your app, anything, you're all recorders as well. It comes all under the one communication.
Yeah. So what were you specifically using the other times that you attempted to communicate with your dad?
Well, yeah, the first time I was using it, it was a Radio Shack video, you know, that had been, you know, broken. So it was looping out. I was getting some, like, really good answers. And the other time I was using this own app that was created. I had an ITC app created. Now, a lot of people say that apps don't work. And to be honest, you know, all I say to these people is just, like, give them a chance. Most apps don't work, but there is a few that do work. One that does work is Echovox. That started me off about, I think it was maybe about 10 years ago. And I primarily work with my own app now. Now, I used to do Facebook Lives, you know, and the way I work with doing ITC, because it's primarily ITC that I, my paranormal is ITC.
Yeah.
I always ask intelligent questions. I don't ask yes or no. I'll ask intelligent questions. Like, for instance, I was at a prison a few weeks ago, and it was Peterhead Prison up in the north of Scotland, big high security prison. So I get the ITC out, I started going, could you tell me the name of this prison? Clear as day, it says Peterhead.
It's hard to deny or argue when it's being that clear.
Yeah. And I also said, what is my tablet sitting on? And it was a you know, table tennis, you know, for the prisoners. And it said tennis, table tennis. So you know, some of these, that's the kind of stuff I get from investigation. It's really intelligent questions. It's the only way to do ITC properly. No yes or no questions, intelligent.
When you begin that and you get kind of some grounding there saying, you're asking intelligent questions, and you get basics like, you know, where am I? What is this on? Okay, then you've established that you are communicating with someone or something over there. Yeah. Once you've established there's that line of communication going, where do you want to go with your conversation or your questions after that?
What I tend to do is, if I'm in a location, like, for instance, a prison, I'll just start off with that, and then I'll try and, like, dig a little bit deeper, like, if I can get any names of, like, prisoners or things along that type of things. What were they in for? You know, it just depends where you are.
Is it more so just trying to learn that individual's history? Do you ever go into an investigation trying to get some sort of question answered?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes, depending where we are, you know, we'll try and get this, like, question answered. You know, like, for instance, if it's a certain place, like, for instance, if I was doing, like, East Drive, you know, I was asking the question, you know, there's Fred's, you know, the monk, and I asked the question, what did you do to the daughter? And on the ITC, we got pulled up the stairs, pulled by hair, which obviously backs up the evidence of what happened in the house.
Sure. Do you think that something like this, obviously it's used, you know, for paranormal investigations, would this sort of thing ever be usable in police work or trying to find answers to mysteries and crimes that don't have many answers or cold cases?
I think it could be used, because you hear that medium's been used, which is along the similar lines of ITC, that, you know, they're communicating with the spirit. I don't see why it couldn't be used. I haven't done it myself just because I wouldn't like to do any sort of open case. If I to do some of that, like, for instance, if the police came to me and asked me for help, you know, I would lend my hands and it would help. So I've done it with, you know, many people, like the public, and they've came to me and they've asked, can you try and communicate? And we'll put it down and they've left shocked when they've talked to their husbands. And I always say to them, and if you're communicating with spirit, you know, like, ask them what was your nickname or something, like, so that you know that you're actually still communicating with spirit.
When you're having those conversations back and forth, is there a time window on how long they typically last? Are they able, is it kind of a short window where they're connected to this and then they fade off?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about that.
Yeah. ITC, like, for me anyway, you know, it's peaks and troughs. You get a burst in maybe of like 20 minutes and then it will die off, and pardon the pun, and then it needs to sort of, like, you need to have a break and then it comes back again.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I'm convinced, you know, spirits, like, you know, work off energy. You know, I do believe they feed off our energy, like batteries, for instance, our own energy, because technically we are human batteries. So I think, you know, they get drained and they have to, like, sort of, you know, like, re-energize.
Eventually, they just kind of run out of energy and need some time to come back. Where are they getting the energy from, do you think, with something like this?
The environment's a big part. A lot of spirit energy around about, like, limestone and water.
Is there ever anything you can do to increase the energy in the area to extend those conversations, extend the energy that they're able to latch on to, essentially, and use?
What I like to do is, there's a few of us, I like to, like, rub my hands, because that's releasing energy. I like to do that. I also like to, you know, at the start of an investigation, you know, just crack a couple of jokes, you know, a good bit of vibe up, because I do believe that, you know, the spirits can, you know, feed off of that energy.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. education. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.